Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It is 16 minutes to four, 99 days now, Keith. We're going to, it's just building up. I know you're heading over there as part of the commentary team, and Tess Madgen, I'm sure, desperate to get over there as part of the Opals lineup and represent this great nation of ours. She's something she's done so very well in the past, and she got that to talk about and a whole lot of other stuff as she joins us on the show. Tess, thanks for being part of it. We appreciate you joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Now, before we get into, you know, where you're at and the preps for Paris and all of that, there's a thing called Ford Ball and 24, which is taking place at John Cain Arena in July. It sounds like a basketball extravaganza. You're going to be part of it. What's it all about?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It got announced this morning. So we have the Boomers, the Opals, the three-on-three teams, both men's and women's, and the Rollers and Gliders all in one place in Melbourne, in the home of basketball in Australia, as we like to say. But yeah, it's just going to be a great showcase of all abilities, all formats of the game. And I'm sure not only basketball lovers, but the whole community in Australia and definitely in Melbourne are going to enjoy the experience.
July 2 to July 5. It's unbelievable. Tickets go on sale from Ticketek. At Ticket Tech next Tuesday.
Good opponent too, Andy.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. Can't just be playing one another. Who are you going to be rolling around against?
So the Boomers and the Opals are playing against China, who, you know, for the Opals, they're number two in the world. So we've got pipped at the post against them at the last Olympics and then the World Cup on home soil in 2022. They knocked us out of both of those tournaments. So a fierce rival of ours, and it's a great experience to be able to go up against them before we get to Paris.
And how are the preparations going overall? It's hard, isn't it, because you don't get a whole lot of time together, but the nucleus of your team right now has had some time together, and you've got some good young players coming through the ranks.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, we had one of our best tournaments that we've had in a long time in Brazil, where we went undefeated. And, you know, like that, anytime we can get that core group together, but then to see the young up and coming Opals who will have very long careers, to see them get out there and do their thing was very exciting, especially, you know, for one of the older players. It's really exciting to see that young blood coming through and, you know, leave the Opals program in a really good place whenever we do decide to retire. So it's definitely an exciting time leading into the Olympics. And I'm sure we'll have a nice mix of people that have been there before, but then those young and up and coming players. And then, you know, the likes of Steph Talbot and Ezzy Magbegor, who are right in the middle of their careers. So yeah, it's really exciting and couldn't be more excited to be a leader of the group. I think we've got a really good chance of doing really well.
Well, when you talk about the talent, one of the ones that's just mind-boggling really when you think about it is Lauren Jackson. And you've heard of her, Andy?
Yeah.
Good. Well, she was on our program last week and she seemed pretty buoyant about, without necessarily 100%
declaring it,
locked in.
Yeah.
What would it mean to have Lauren Jackson available?
You know, I've said it a million times, but being able to line up alongside your idol growing up. And, you know, she is the reason a lot of us wanted to be Opals. So being able to line up alongside her is really a dream come true. And I can't talk about it enough, how much of a positive impact she has on all of those around her. She brings all of us up another level in terms of competitiveness, feistiness, and just to have, you know, one of the greatest basketballers Australia's ever produced gives you an enormous amount of confidence, you know, whoever you're going up against. You know, she's such a big-time player. She proved that at the 2022 World Cup, and she makes my job as one of the leaders so easy because she just instills such a great belief and competitive edge in all her players that go with her. So really hope she's, you know, there in Paris. And I think speaking to her recently, she feels really great about it. And we want to do everything as a playing group and Basketball Australia to make her feel like all the players, like it's a possible achievement to pursue.
And what did you make of the draw? We got Canada, Nigeria and France. If I get that, I'm just off the top of my head. I'm trying to remember, but I think
you've done great there, Gabe.
We're talking to Lauren about this, and to me, there's no easy draw. But gee, I'm not sure this is the pool you would have picked if you had your choices. What do you make of how? Actually, it was Penny Taylor. We can blame Penny. She was there with fever, pulling the ping pong balls out of the pots. So she didn't do us in what I think any great service here. What did you make of it?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there's a bit of an easier pool. We're not in that one, and then there's a very hard pool which has USA, Belgium,
Germany,
Germany and
Japan.
Japan, yeah. So that pool's really, I'd say that's the pool of death. But we're going to an Olympic game. So every pool, we'd expect it to be hard. You know, France had a really good qualifying tournament over in China. They beat every team by 50 points. And it being a home Olympic Games, I think they're going to be firing. But anything can happen. I think we've proved in recent times that we're in a really good place and we can mix it with the best of them. And just as long as we, you know, do enough to get over into the qualifying rounds, anything can happen. But we're definitely going into those pool games thinking we can beat every single team. And as we've proved in the past, we can. So,
bang on, my word.
Just really excited for it.
Yes. Oh, pumped listening to that, Tess. Yes. Tess Madgen joining us on the show. we've got an unwritten rule here on the run home, Tess, that we're not allowed to have a show go by where we don't mention the name Caitlin Clark. It's about 14 days in a row now on the program where her name's been mentioned, possibly even more than that. You've been playing at the pro level for, I don't know, 14, 15 years. You've had a stint over in America. You know what the game was like over there. From back here and watching it from afar, what have you made of the Caitlin Clark impact and phenomenon?
Oh, it's just incredible. I mean, what she's done for women's basketball cannot be understated. She's really taken on a huge burden in some regards and just put it right in the forefront of everyone's mind. I open up social media this morning and everyone's in an outrage of how much the players get paid. So she's already, you know, what she did for the college game, she's already doing that for professional basketball. It's been something that we've been harping on for many years now is, you know, how underpaid I guess we are for what we do. And for there to be such an outrage that Caitlin Clark's being paid that amount of money is only going to do us all a favour for women's basketball across the globe. So I think it's awesome. It's awesome for our game. The way she plays the game is kind of like what Steph Curry did to the men's side of basketball. She can shoot it from anywhere. And I just hope it, I have no doubt that it'll translate into the professional ranks in the WNBA, but I think we all need to give her a bit of a grace period. You know, it's really hard playing against the best athletes in the world day in, day out. And you see the best players come out of college, men and women, number one draft picks. It takes them a while to get used to playing against, you know, adults every single day. So we all just need to give her a bit of a grace period while she adjusts. But I have, you know, very grateful as a former women's basketball player for what she's doing for our game across the globe.
Awesome. Tess, Ford, Ball and 24, John Cain Arena, July 2, July 5, Boomers, Opals, Gliders, the 3x3 teams, they're all in action. China's going to be there to round off our Olympic preparations. Tickets go on sale from Ticket Tech next Tuesday for what promises to be just an absolute sweet load of basketball for those who love that game. You're going to be part of it all. Look forward to that. Look forward to everything in the lead up to Paris. And we wish you nothing but the best. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for all your support. We really appreciate it.
Good on you. And God love you. Tess Madgen joining us on the program. It's 7 minutes to 4.